Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here is your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first few guesses get a shout-out here. So, congratulations to Fiona Lavat and Patricia Mira for guessing finger bananas. Last week, the Times cooking and food editor, Miss Judy Walker, and a photographer came over to interview, video, and photograph me. The article came out this week, and it came out so great. I'll talk about it later in the show. My family and I celebrated Easter with a delicious feast of foods and an Easter egg hunt for all the kids, including me. I give you some of our Easter recipes in the show, and I'll tell you about our happy Easter celebration later. Now, it's time for our interview with beautiful and talented Holly Clegg. Holly Clegg has offered expert advice on quick, flavorful, and healthy eating for nearly 20 years through her best-selling Trim and Terrific cookbook series. Consisting of 14 books to date, the series includes the newly released Kitchen 101, Secrets to Cooking Confidence. In 2011, Miss Holly was featured in USA Today, Country Living Magazine, and First for Women. She was also recognized as one of the top Louisiana chefs of 2011 by the ACF of New Orleans, whom I interviewed last week. Miss Holly has also released a smartphone app, Mobile Rush Hour Recipes, which brings her signature recipes to your fingertips. With nearly 1 million books sold, Miss Holly reigns supreme when it comes to helping today's busy person cook everyday meals that are fast and fit into an overall healthy lifestyle. Miss Holly, it is an honor to have you as a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Well, it's my pleasure, and you made me sound so good. I wish my kids thought that highly of me.
No, you are a one-woman cooking empire. I'm just so impressed with all of your accomplishments. Was there a defining moment that set you on this path to helping people cook healthy and delicious meals?
You know, actually there is. In the 90s, they were starting to hear about health, and I really feel like I was ahead of my time because everybody was starting to eat, you know, talk about oat bran and all this weird stuff, and I thought it all tasted like cardboard. And it was really my mission to show people that you could have good food that was good for you. And I came up with the Trim and Terrific logo or brand, and you know, when I first started selling the books, people would go, I'm not buying that book. My daughter will think I'm trying to tell her she's fat. I'd have a frantic, you know, mother or wife come and say, my husband's had a heart attack. I need to change how I cook. But nobody back then understood it was a lifestyle. And really, I wish I'd have been as catchy as Rachel Ray because my recipes were always 30-minute made with household ingredients. And as we all appreciate, with a Southern twist.
Of course, the Southern twist.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like you were saying, you know, just because you have a healthy meal, it doesn't have to be gross. And like you said, it doesn't have to taste like cardboard. It is.
Right. And I always tell people, if you tell me all your favorite recipes, whatever you like to eat, if you have all my books, it'll be in there. So you don't have to necessarily change what you eat, just change how you prepare it. So that's sort of how I like to say, if you want a German chocolate cake, have it out of my book. If you want a pecan pie, have it out of my book. If you want crab meat au gratin, have it out of my book. You know, it's a better approach, but I feel like it's important to keep a balance, because if you get all the fat and calories, you go on a diet, and I definitely don't like that four-letter word.
Right, and you know, it's healthy balance. You know, you can have a cookie, you know, you can have a cupcake or a piece of candy or something, but you know, you have to keep it balanced. You can't just, oh, I'm going to eat 4 donuts for breakfast, and then for dinner, I'm just going to have a little side of green beans.
No, and you got it. That's exactly right. I think people, you know, if they blow one meal, they go, oh my gosh, I might as well eat, you know, unhealthy or eat a lot. It's not about one meal, one day, one week. It's about, you know, forever. So I always say maybe choose about 80% of what you want to eat, make it healthy. And if it's that 20%, you want that McDonald's, you know, hamburger or, I mean, fried fish, fried Kraft fingers, which I can never do without, you know, go for it. And you're so, so right. It's about moderation and making it part of your lifestyle, not something you're going to do temporarily.
Right. You know, and I'm actually traveling a lot this month, and, you know, it can be a challenge to eat healthy. And, you know, you're always on the go. How do you manage to stay trim and terrific on the road? Any advice on how busy families can avoid the junk and fast food trap?
And that's it. I think my best advice to families, and you look at the fast food restaurants, you'd think they were giving away food because it is a fix quick. But my really the number one advice I could give to people out there is to have a well-stocked pantry. If you have a well-stocked pantry, you could come home and pull out anything. You know, when I've been traveling, my husband will always say, okay, you want me to go pick something up? That's the last thing I want. So I could pull from my pantry, and I'm talking about from your freezer, refrigerator, and your pantry. You just keep it stocked, and then it's available. And on the road, I eat a lot. I probably could out-eat most people, and you'd be surprised. But I don't eat butter on my bread, and I think you'll see as in my life, you know, you use energy, and you think all that exercise you're doing, stirring those pots and cooking and right and left and washing those dishes, which I assume you're doing like I do as well. So on the road, I guess I just don't eat fast food, but I eat good food, and you have to watch your portions.
Right. You know, and like you said, to have your well-stocked pantry, and if you have something like oats and raisins and stuff, you know, you could make snacks that you can actually just bring on the road, like put in a little zip bag or something, you know?
Right, nuts, and right. And if you hit a good point, it's good to put it in a little Ziploc bag because raisins, nuts, all of those type of ingredients might taste good and be good for you, but if they still have calories, you know, it's a misconception. People say, oh, I'm going to use olive oil. You can't, it still has calories. It's a better oil for you. So, you know, it goes back to the old adage from many, many years ago, calories count.
Yes, you know, and you know, I just love sweet potatoes, and I actually even have my family's sweet potato casserole recipe in my new cookbook. Now, since you are the spokesperson for the Louisiana Sweet Potato Commission, can you talk a little bit about the nutritional benefits of the sweet potato?
Yeah, it's a wonderful position being a spokesperson for Louisiana sweet potatoes. And, you know, Louisiana yams, as we call them, are the sweetest of the sweet potatoes. And they really are that orange fleshy. For those of you that aren't in Louisiana, it's always a little sweeter sweet potato. It's the sweetest of sweet potatoes because of our climate and soil. And when I first started working with the Louisiana yam, nobody knew about them. Nobody knew how nutritious they were, and they were said to be one of the most nutritious vegetables. They're, you know, packed with a lot of vitamin A and carotenoids. They're low calorie, they're low fat. And what I've had most fun doing is developing recipes. You know, rather I'm putting them in a pasta, a bread, a breakfast casserole, you know, not just making that sweet potato casserole, which used to be. So the recipe development is fun, using sweet potato as an ingredient to enrich whatever you're doing. It's like a boost in nutrition. And I always say, whether you're making a stew, I have a wonderful Southwestern soup, a shrimp, corn, and sweet potato soup, any recipe that you're going to put potatoes in, substitute our Louisiana yams, and you're going to get that boost of nutrition as well as that natural sweetness, which really complements spicy and savory flavors.
Oh, right, right. You know, and last week I had some sweet potato recipes on my radio show.
And you didn't have me? Shame on you.
But, you know, like if you were saying, you know, and the sweet potato, you know, you just don't have to, like, make, I'm going to make a sweet potato pie. You know, when you think of sweet potatoes, you think of, like, a baked sweet potato or sweet potato pie.
Right.
Right, you know, sweet potato casserole, and I've done, like, you can put, like, instead of, what, instead of, like, a squash, you could put sweet potatoes in there.
Right, right. Be creative. Think out of the box a little bit. But, it's very nutritious for you, and it's easy to use when you think about it. I always keep fresh sweet potatoes. And in baking recipes or even a sweet potato casserole, you could use canned sweet potatoes. One 15-ounce can equals about 1 cup of mashed sweet potatoes. Just for those out there, so even if you have leftover, now sweet potatoes freeze well. You could bake them and freeze them in your freezer, baked, and then you can pull them out and reheat them in the microwave. They're wonderful.
Cool. Yeah, last week the recipe was sweet potato and shallot galette.
Oh, well, that sounds quite fancy to me. You do the fancy stuff and I do the easy stuff. Now, something's wrong with that picture.
Well, it might seem fancy, but it's actually really, really simple. Mash up the sweet potatoes, or actually not mash them. We had them julienne them, and then we had the other ingredients like the shallot, and we had egg in there and some other ingredients, and we breaded them, and then we put them in, and we just lightly pan fried them. And then we put a broiled tomato in between.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
Oh, it does. It sounds wonderful. And again, with our Louisiana yams, you're getting that naturally sweet flavor put in there. So it really makes whatever you taste. That sounds delicious. I'll have to get the recipe from you.
Yeah, well, I have to. And you just developed a smartphone mobile app. How exciting. What was that? Tell us about the app.
Well, in fact, my daughter uses it all the time as well as many. It's called, Holly Clegg Mobile Rush Hour Recipes. And it's really about, just like my books, it's an extension of my recipes. It comes with a shopping list, serving suggestions, a photo, nutritional information. So you really could get your trim and terrific recipes, wherever you are. Most people are on the phone at the grocery, and this app has been around a long time. I was really sort of before the apps, and people are on their phone, and I'll tell you what a lot of people I've seen do too, I thought was a great idea. Someone just shared this with me on Facebook. They snap a picture from a cookbook of the recipe they want, and that makes the grocery list. But of course, my app's great. So, when you don't know what to make for dinner, it's funny, my daughter will go, I'll call her and she'll say, I'll say, which book is that in? And she goes, oh, I got it on the app. And I said, so I think the younger generation thinks that way very well. It's such a way of life and it enables you to, if you're on the road or you need a last minute meal, it's there for you.
Well, it's time for a short break, my little sweet potatoes. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with the trim and terrific Miss Holly Clegg. So congratulations on winning Best Chef of Louisiana last year. I'm going to the event in a few days. You were selected from a pool of terrifically talented chefs. How did winning make you feel?
Well, I was extremely flattered. In fact, when I was asked to go down there, I made my husband go with me. I thought, surely this must not be the real thing. And I was with, you know, John Besh, you know, Paul Perdon, all the big wheels, you know, Frank, what's his name from, he's my buddy. I can't, see, that's what happens when you have hormones, Eliana. You lose your memory. But I was very flattered. It was so exciting to be with all the names that I've heard about for years. It was fun. It was real fun. It's a great event because you get to taste lots and lots of good food. In fact, Dickie Brennan helped me with all my samples because I'm not a restaurant and you have to have like 500 samples. So he was kind enough to help me prepare it. So it's a great group of people and you'll have a wonderful time.
Oh, I know. I cannot wait to taste all of those delicious dishes.
Oh, I was in seventh heaven with all that food, and I'm the kind that goes to a party and makes sure I taste everything there. So I was just like, thought I would die and went to heaven. So you will appreciate it. Eight dishes, so good for you.
I can't wait. You know, Paul Prudhomme's going to be there this year, and I'm actually interviewing him on my radio show.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be real fun. He actually wants to meet me in person.
That is an honor, because that used to be my measuring stick when I started out. So I think you've already beat me in what you do. So good for you. Congratulations as well.
And now, your cookbooks are so gorgeous, and you've sold nearly 1 million of them. You know, that deserves a happy day.
Yeah.
How do you come up with the themes and
Excuse me. Well, I'm probably like you. I love to cook, and I do all my own testing of recipes. And I try to think about what people need and want in life. And Kitchen 101, Secrets to Cooking Confidence, is my newest book. And I did that out there for all the people that are really too busy to cook or just feel intimidated in the kitchen. And it has a whole cooking basics in the beginning with a culinary dictionary and really easy recipes. So I focus on what people need and what people want. You know, Too Hot in the Kitchen is a little trendy and sassy. And then I have more medical books, Eating Well Through Cancer, and a diabetes book, and I have an arthritis book coming out in probably later this month with a focus on, food, the correlation with food and health and diet to make a difference. So I love to cook. I stay home and I could be happy cooking all day because really I love to eat. And then, you know, as you know, if you do a TV show and you have all this food, you get to eat it afterwards. We did a photo shoot yesterday for In Register magazine locally in Baton Rouge. So that was my dinner. So we eat well here.
Oh, me too, all the time. My dad always says, my dad asks, what's for dinner?
That's right. And you could say, see, I cheated because my kids thought I was a wonderful mother and all their friends because I had food everywhere and they always like to come to my house. I guess you'll be the best friend of everybody because you'll always have food at your house. And you did it.
My dad's like, I'm the taste tester.
Uh-huh. Ask him if he helps wash. Did he help wash dishes? That's what I want to know.
He does.
Good.
Part, and he washes the dishes.
Well, that's good. You got a good deal going, and I'd stick to it.
But the food, too, though, I cook it for him, except sometimes he will make, like, homemade pizza, or he'll make some homemade bread.
Well, and your mother's quite the cook, so you have a whole cooking family, it sounds like.
Family of cooks.
You're right.
With all that you're doing, what are the future plans for your cooking empire?
Well, you know, every day is a different day. One of my projects I'm very excited about is I'm working with Our Lady of Lake Hospitals, our hospital here in Baton Rouge, and doing trim and terrific menu consultant for them and trying to make the cafeteria healthier. So I'm sort of trying to do that a little more, work in some more institutional institutions that, you know, from cafeterias to whatever, to implement more trim and terrific recipes. And this arthritis book is new. I, you know, I, the Louisiana Arthritis Foundation approached me and said, would you write a cookbook to help people with arthritis? There's over 100 types of arthritis, and in Louisiana, one out of three people have arthritis. Nationwide, it's one out of five. So as in my cancer book, if, you know, there's foods that could help ease the symptoms and make it better for you, I enjoy doing that, and it's very, very rewarding.
Well, you have a lot of things planned.
I do. I'm in about 100 different directions, so I'm always busy, but it's always one central thing. It's always around food.
Exactly. Can't get away from it.
That's right. You got it.
Can you share with our listeners your funniest, most disastrous food memory?
I always go back to this same story when people ask that question. When I was doing the NBC Weekend Today show years ago, I'm such a creature of habit, I was making a cranberry yam bread, and I did, in the practice run-through, back then they made you do all that, I forgot the cranberry. So on national TV, I'm making cranberry yam bread, and I forgot to put the cranberries in. And, the important part is probably nobody ever noticed it except myself and the producer. So I said, oh, God. So in my eyes, that was pretty disastrous because it was a recipe I was giving out, and I left out the main ingredient.
Right. And the first word is cranberry and then yam bread.
Right, exactly. But you know what? I find that people are not looking at every single thing. And actually, the cranberries were on the set, so, hey, they probably thought, well, they go in somewhere.
Now, let's talk about unusual food. What is the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Well, I hate to admit this, but I really don't eat unusual food. You know, being in Louisiana, I have a Louisiana book called Gulf Coast Favorites. I had venison recipes, and I wouldn't even, and I always test all my recipes. So for venison, I went to friends that their husbands were hunter and told them to give me their recipes and try it like that. So honestly, I don't eat unusual food. I mean, I'll try dishes, but I don't like rabbit. I mean, I don't eat, pretty much anything different. I don't even try it.
You kind of stay in your comfort zone.
Exactly. Now, I eat any type of dish made with ingredients that I like, but if it's something weird, probably it would have to be more, rabbit or animal or ostrich, and it doesn't matter how, anything like that I don't eat.
Right.
Well, you're right. I'm going to use that word, Chef Eliana. I want to stay in my comfort zone. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Well, I venture out sometimes, but like you're saying, like things like, that probably not, but, eventually I will probably try them. But right now, every now and then I'll try something new, but it's not like some like ostrich or python or something like that.
So you're sort of like me with that. You'll be adventurous with concoctions and recipes and ingredients, but not that type of thing. I think I understand what you're saying. You like your comfort zone too.
The things that I would try, maybe like something like a new type of fruit or vegetable.
Absolutely. Me too. I'm with you on that. Great minds think alike. What can we say?
Exactly. Yeah. The most unusual meat would probably, or I don't even call it, I accidentally swallowed a gnat.
But that was accidental, I'm sure.
Now, lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. What kind of dish would you create with pickles and peanut butter?
That's a tricky one. I think both of those have such strong flavors, I would have to make a simple dish. I think I would turn peanut butter into some sort of dip and dip the pickles into that dip. So you really have, those two flavors stand out, and they do stand alone, as you could tell. So I'd say I'd make a peanut butter dip and use it for my pickles.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Natalie, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Well, I appreciate you having me. You just are precious, and you're doing so well. I watched your segment on Wendy Williams. You are outstanding. I wish you the best of luck, and you know, cooking is my passion, and I feel very fortunate that I've been able to do it all these years. And I started cooking at a very young age, not as professionally as you, of course, but you have to have passion and persistence, and I think you have it both. And I'm fulfilling all my dreams, and I sure hope you do with yours.
Well, it was just my pleasure. And you've shown us that eating healthy can keep us all trim and terrific. If you want to find out more about Miss Holly Clegg and her culinary empire, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. Veggies and fruit, we've got a scoop. But stick around. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. You're listening to Cool Kids from Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids. Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredients are rainbow carrots and almond flour. First, let's talk about rainbow carrots. Yellow carrots get their color from the pigment xanthophylls. It has been linked with good eyesight. Some red carrots contain lycopene, a pigment that is found in tomatoes. This acts as an antioxidant and can reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke in older people. Purple carrots get their color from a pigment that is rich in vitamins C and E that feed the brain and are antioxidants. White carrots have no pigment, but they have other substances called phytochemicals. Orange carrots get their color from alpha and beta carotene. It is essential for healthy skin and eyesight in dim light. Here's a recipe for my honey glazed carrot strips. I made this for Easter and it was so good. We arranged the carrots into a shape of a nest. I'll tell you more about it a little later. Ingredients. 1 bag of rainbow carrots, shredded using julienne peeler and blanched, 1/2 cup of melted butter, and 1/3 cup of honey. Directions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Spread carrot strips on a greased baking sheet. Mix butter and honey together. Pour over carrots and roast for 20 minutes. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm at KidChefEliana. Send me your questions and ideas and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. Now, let's explore almond flour. Almond flour is made of raw blanched whole almonds that is ground into a fine powder. You can use almond flour in cakes, cookies, and other desserts. Store almond flour in your freezer to extend its shelf life. It is also great as a breading for meats and veggies. Almond flour has low carbs and a good source of fiber, protein, vitamin E, and magnesium. Recent studies show that almonds are one of the most nutritionally complete foods. 1 pound of almond flour is about 4 cups. Here's a recipe for almond flour muffins. These muffins come out so moist and delicious. I found a recipe from Alana's Pantry, whom I will be interviewing sometime soon, and this recipe is actually doubled and modified. Ingredients: 2 cups of blanched almond flour, 4 eggs, 2 tablespoons of honey, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and 1 teaspoon of almond extract. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a medium bowl, combine almond flour and baking soda. In a large bowl, combine eggs, honey, almond extract, and vinegar. Stir dry ingredients into wet, mixing until combined. Scoop about 1/4 cup of batter into paper muffin liners placed inside a muffin pan. Bake for 15 minutes until slightly browned around the edges. Cool in the pan for 30 minutes. Makes 8 muffins. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidschefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidschefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Kitchen Tips and Tools. Today's kitchen tips are all about keeping potatoes from budding and bringing out the natural sweetness in corn. Place an apple in the bag with the potatoes and they won't bud. Who knew? Add a pinch of sugar to help bring out the natural sweetness in the corn when boiling them. Today's kitchen tool is a sieve. A sieve is used to strain solids from liquid foods. In cooking, a sifter is used to separate and break up clumps in dry ingredients such as flour, as well as to aerate and combine them. There are many kinds of sieves. A chinois is a conical sieve used as a strainer. A colander is a bowl-shaped sieve used as a strainer in cooking. A flour sifter is used in baking. A mesh strainer or strainer usually consists of a fine metal mesh screen on a metal frame with a handle. A spider is a type of sieve used in Chinese cooking. A tamis is also known as a drum sieve. A tea strainer is a type of sieve used when making tea. A zaru or bamboo sieve is used in Japanese cooking. I hope you like my kitchen tips and tools. Here's a recipe for my Monte Cristo sandwich. Ingredients: 3 slices of wheat or white bread, 1 egg beaten, 4 ounces of deli ham, 4 ounces of deli turkey, 2 slices Swiss cheese, 1/4 cup of butter, and powdered sugar. Directions: butter bread. The middle slice should be buttered on both sides. Layer in this order: bread, ham, turkey, cheese, bread, ham, turkey, cheese, bread. Secure with toothpicks and cut bread in half diagonally. Beat egg with 1 teaspoon of water to create egg mixture. In a skillet, melt 1/4 cup of butter. Dip sandwich halves in egg mixture and fry in butter on both sides until golden brown. Using a sieve or sifter, dust with a bit of powdered sugar just before serving. Serves 1. So, as I was telling you about last week, how the Times-Picayune food editor and a photographer came to my house and then they interviewed me, videoed me, and photographed me. So that was cool. It was kind of like a little photo shoot, and then the videos and the interview, and that's all on NOLA.com. So you can just search Kid Chef Eliana and it should be on the website. So the actual newspaper came out yesterday, Wednesday, April 3rd, and it is just brilliant. It's incredible. At the front of the Times-Picayune, I have like my little own box at the very top above the time, above where it says Times-Picayune, and there's me a really small thing where it says, like, Kids Chef Eliana. That's really cool. And then I am the featured article in the living section. You get right to where it says living. Right underneath living, it says fresh talent. And there's a humongous picture of me in color right behind my five bowls of jambalaya. And then it has a little bit of the interview on the front, and then it has a picture of my cookbook. And then on the inside, they have the rest of the article with another picture of me in black and white sprinkling chives onto my jambalaya. And on the very front of where it says the Times-Picayune, and where I have my little box, it says 12-year-old becomes local food personality. So that's really cool. Like, my face is there too. And then it's just so cool. And then the article on the website that's really fabulous too. The article in the paper and the article on the website are a little different. And then on the website, they also have the bonus video. So it's me so it's pretty much like me saying what I said in the article, except you can hear my voice and I'm cooking and I'm chopping and I'm doing all these different things. it's really awesome. So that was just really cool. And right above the picture of my cookbook on the newspaper, it says, second cookbook puts tween chef well on her way to completing her own recipe for success. And then it has the rest of the article. And I am right next to John Besh in the living section. And he has his own TV show. And I can't wait for that to come out. We're right next to each other. And then I have this huge, like, blown up picture of me where I was laughing and he caught the picture. I was just had huge laugh and I was smiling. I had such a great time though. It's time for a taste test. Let's take a short break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. It's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. And it's time for Spice Detective. Today, we're investigating agar agar. Agar agar, sometimes referred to as Canton, is a gelling agent from a Southeast Asian seaweed. This gelatinous substance derived by boiling a polysaccharide in red algae. You can make fun wobbly gelatin treats or hard gelatin-like chews, depending on the amount of agar-agar used. Agar Agar has no calories, no carbs, no sugar, no fat, and is loaded with fiber. It is also free from corn starch, soy, corn, gluten, yeast, wheat, milk, egg, and preservatives. Agar Agar has no taste, no odor, and no color. It sets more firmly than gelatin and stays firm even when the temperature rises. Here's a recipe for almond gelatin. I had this for breakfast the other day. It's like really wobbly and it was super cold and it was kind of like, really, it looked kind of like a cloudy coconut milk soup or something. Ingredients: 6 cups of water, 1 6-ounce packet of agar agar powder, 1/2 cup of sugar, 3 cups of whole milk, and 2 teaspoons of almond extract. 2 teaspoons of almond extract. Directions: add agar agar powder, water, and sugar to a large saucepan over medium-high heat, stirring constantly. Allow to come to full boil. Remove from heat. Add milk and almond extract. Mix well and pour in ramekins. Chill until firm. It's snacktivity time! Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is my Nana's Fruit Cream Cheese Dip. This is a delicious, easy dip that's great with any kind of fruit. Ingredients: 1 8-ounce package of fat-free cream cheese softened, 1 cup of brown sugar, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Directions: mix cream cheese, brown sugar, and vanilla until smooth and creamy. Serve with cut fresh fruit. Hey, young chefs! You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Aliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine! This is my recipe for pan-fried garlic rainbow potatoes. This goes along with the honey-glazed carrot strips recipe. So, place the carrot strips into the shape of a nest and place the potatoes in the middle with the cut side down. It looks like a colorful bird's nest. Ingredients: 2 bags of rainbow potatoes, 4 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of garlic, and 2 tablespoons of your favorite seasoning salt. Directions: cut the potatoes in half. Boil water in a large pot. Parboil the potatoes for about 20 minutes. Strain the potatoes. In a large pan on medium heat, heat olive oil. Add potatoes, garlic, and your favorite seasoning salt. Cook until golden brown. Here's another creative cuisine idea. Here's my mom's recipe for slow cooker cochon de lait. My mom made this for Easter and we ate it on roll, so we made a sandwich. It was devoured. You could also add a fried egg on top for breakfast. Ingredients: 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/2 cup of Creole seasoning, divided, 1 10-pound pork butt, 2 medium onions, sliced and divided, 4 cups of chicken stock, 1 cup of crushed tomatoes, 1 bell pepper chopped, 2 stalks of celery chopped, 8 cloves of garlic peeled, 1 tablespoon of thyme, 1/4 cup of Worcestershire, and 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard. Directions: in a large skillet, saute the slices of 1 onion in 2 tablespoons of olive oil on high heat. Add pork and sear with onions. Onions will start to caramelize. Turn slow cooker on high heat. Place 1 tablespoon of olive oil, onions, and garlic. Allow them to cook as you sear the meat, about 10 minutes. In a large bowl, combine remaining ingredients. Place roast in slow cooker, but leave caramelized onions in the pan. Pour mixture over roast and place caramelized onions on top. Turn slow cooker on low and cover. Cook for 10 hours. Hey, young chefs, it's time for cooking crafts. Here is a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's cooking craft is how to make a butterfly clothespin snack bag. Supplies: clothespins, snack-size zip bags, googly eyes, Chanel sticks, glue, paint, and snacks. Instructions: Step 1. Decorate the clothespin with paint and glue to the end of the opens. Step 2. Clamp the clothespins around the middle of the zip bag. Step 3. Fill each side of the zip bag, or each wing, with different snacks, like grapes on one side and mini pretzels on the other, or even grapes on one side and cheese on the other. Step 4. Insert the Chanel stick into the grippy end of the clothespin. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. So for Easter, I did some egg dyeing with my cousins. I did egg dyeing. I had an Easter egg hunt. you might think I'm a little old, but I still think it's fun. And we did a Harlem Shake video. It is hilarious. So the night before Easter, Saturday, we dyed all of our eggs and we made them all different colors, and we did half one color, half the other. We put like the gold glitter on them, and they were also pretty. And then for the Easter egg hunt, the two adults, my sister and my uncle, they hid the eggs outside in the backyard, and we let the little kids go outside first, and then the bigger kids went outside and searched for the eggs. We also had the plastic eggs, and some of the plastic eggs were filled with money, so I got $1. And then we also have a golden egg, and that is like the ultimate egg, and you get $20. Like, that's the one you want to find, but that one is the hardest to find. And it was actually like underneath some like tiles or whatever, and then on the lawnmower and stuff that was outside. It was like you could see it, but like you would never expect it to be there. And I got like a bunch of real eggs and one plastic egg with $1 in it. my cousin Cameron, she actually, we were all taking pictures after the Easter egg hunt, and my mom said something or whatever, and we were just laughing hysterically forever, and my mom got a bunch of pictures, and we didn't even notice it. She posted it to Facebook, and they were so funny, but I loved it. And during the Easter egg hunt, we were like all like running around the yard, like searching frantically for the golden egg and all the other Easter eggs. But it was really fun. And then after that, we did a Harlem Shake Easter video that was so freaking awesome. I just can't stop laughing now because it was so funny. We had feather boas and hats on. My sister made a hat out of an upside down Easter basket and put it on her head. And then we had like huge stuffed animals, and my sister had a duck, and then she was spanking the duck's butt while we did it. And my dad started off the Harlem Shake, and he just looks ridiculous. But it's so funny with his like Saints jersey on and hat and boa, whatever he's wearing, scarf. It was so funny. I was in the background with Cameron, my cousin. We were like playing a hand game, and then all of a sudden we get dressed into costume, and then boom, we're all dancing, having a party. My nana was in there, even my abuela. She was just sitting on the couch, put her cane in the air, raising her hands, shaking her cane. It was so fun. And my mom was in the front with the mask on. It was like a scary mask or whatever, and she had like a red hat on, and it looked like she had like a red afro, and she was holding a lightsaber, and she was like rowing the bow and shaking the lightsaber. It was hilarious. We had so much fun. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Orison Swett Marden: "Don't wait for extraordinary opportunities. Seize common occasions and make them great." Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook.
The show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week, but be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference. Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book. Every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids. Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.